WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Among the 34 felony counts filed against former President Trump is falsifying business records in the first degree. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says the charges are tied to hush money paid during the 2016 presidential campaign.
The defendant repeatedly made false statements on New York business records. He also caused others to make false statements.
Former President Trump pleading not guilty.
There was also a request for a trial date in 2024, sometime in 2024 trial date. Of course, that would put everything right in the middle of the election. And former President Trump's attorneys, of course, want that pushed off.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Funeral services held for Mike Hill. He is the 61-year-old custodian killed in last week's Nashville private school shooting. Pentagon announcing another $2.6 billion in security aid for Ukraine. This is ABC News. It's Election Day in Chicago. Voters choosing between Brandon Johnson and Paul Vallas as the next mayor. Bill Ruse says he's having a hard time picking.
I don't necessarily like either of them because they both have negative and positive. But it's very important to get out and vote.
In an annual letter to shareholders, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon warning that the effects of the recent banking failures could linger.
Wall Street always takes special note of this letter from Jamie Dimon. He says the banking crisis isn't over following last month's collapse of Silicon Valley and Signature Banks. In his annual letter to shareholders, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase wrote, "The current crisis is not yet over, and even when it is behind us, there will be repercussions from it for years to come."
ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus. Volkswagen is recalling more than 140,000 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport vehicles, saying the cars may not know there's a front seat passenger, causing the airbags to fail during a crash. Andy Field, ABC News.
At Chance Design Build, we believe that people should be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. We believe that all humans have a right to privacy and a right to control their own bodies without government coercion. We believe that quality childcare, healthcare, and education should be publicly funded. Our society benefits the most when all people have the opportunity to thrive. At Chance Design Build, we are allied with organizations that promote these values. Building a better world, one remodeled home at a time. Learn more at ChanceDesignBuild.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Keep your eye on the weather. Two rounds of storms expected to roll through Wisconsin tonight into tomorrow. The National Weather Service says the Milwaukee area could see hail and strong winds. Madison and Waukesha could also get hail with winds up to 60 miles an hour. Many Wisconsin villages and cities have referendums on today's ballot to pay for emergency medical services. The Wisconsin Office of Rural Health expects 38% of communities will have to go to a referendum in the next year to pay for EMS, which towns are required to provide by law. In villages and cities, the service is technically optional, but most do have some emergency services. If the referendums don't pass, communities will have to make spending cuts or contract services from other neighboring municipalities. That means response times could be much longer. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screen, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Henny Cuttigan.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Zoe, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is supported by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Yes, they do. Hey, just before we get to the news that you don't hear anywhere else, Zoe, it's kind of a holiday for me. Trumpson pleaded not guilty for 34 counts of falsifying business records related to the hush money payments to porn star Stormy Davis in the, during the 2016 campaign. Zoe, it's about time this kind of stuff happens. You know, who's above the law? Hopefully nobody, but we know that's different at times, right, Zoe?
Right. No, this is, pretty insane, but also everything surrounding Trump is insane, so not surprising. I just remember watching something between a lawyer of his and a news anchor, and his lawyer was just crazy. I was like angry, like really emotional. It's like I'd be so curious to see, you know, how the court case is going to go inside of the court. I'm sure it's gonna be full of a lot of characters,
right? And 34 counts, so you know, he's can't be too happy with that, and they're going at him. And also a big election in Wisconsin today. We really get out and vote. You natives out there listening here, it's so important. And everybody that's listening across Turtle Island, especially Wisconsin and Illinois, please get out and vote. It's very important. So without further ado, Zoe, let's get with Ogama with the news that you don't hear anywhere else. Welcome, Ogama.
Bonjour, Anine relatives. This is Ogama Gnu Akwe. I am a citizen of the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota, and I have some news and information for you here today on Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. First thing I want to talk about is environmental. You can go over to communitiesunitedbywater.org, and there is a really important letter to the Canadian ministers that you can sign to support with. The Cross-Border Organizing Working Group of the Line 5 Coalition is an international group of activists and Indigenous leaders who are working to shut down Enbridge's Line 5, and they have drafted a letter to key Canadian ministers asking those ministers to stop misusing a 1977 treaty to keep Enbridge's pipeline in service. Canada has formally invoked Article 6 of the 1977 Transit Pipelines Treaty twice to keep the 70-year-old Line 5 in operation. On October 4th in 2021, in response to Michigan Governor Whitner's order to shut down the pipeline after a ship's anchor struck it, causing significant risks to the Straits of Mackinac. And then the second time they did it was August 29th, 2022, when the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa discovered a serious erosion beneath the pipeline, leaving it unsupported and at significant risk of failure with a severe weather event. They intend to deliver the letter on April 24th, the day after Line 5 turns 70 years old, which is 20 years past its planned life expectancy. So if you want to join, you want to sign this letter, head on over to communitiesunitedbywater.org, sign the letter as an organization or as an individual, and there is a copy of the letter which is going to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Minister for Foreign Affairs, the Minister of Natural Resources, the Minister of Environment and Climate Change, and the Minister of Indigenous Crown Relations in Canada. It's also going to be copied to the UN Special Reporter on Human Rights and the Environment. So many other U.S. Organizations and representatives as well, including Deb Haaland, the Secretary of the Interior, and many other organizations and people here in the United States. So head on over to Communities United by Water to take care of that. It's so important that we take the time when we can to do something like that, to add our name to a petition, to do the things that we need to do to make sure that people are informed of the things that matter to us here as Indigenous people and as allies. I want to remind everybody that today is the Prove It First Day at the Minnesota State Capitol. The Tamarack Water Alliance, those Protect the Boundary Waters, Friends of the Boundary Waters, and many other organizations are involved. They're heading to the Minnesota State Capitol to support the Prove It First legislation, which talks about the concerns about the proposed Rio Tinto Talon mine. The Prove It First law is a protection that says before risky sulfide mining moves forward in Minnesota, there should be at least one example in the United States where it has been done safely. This is partner legislation to another really great piece of legislation, which is the Taxpayer Protection Act. And the Taxpayer Protection Act is similar as well. It would require these mining companies to have enough money in their pockets, enough money on hand, should there be an issue or pollution coming in, that they are responsible for paying for it. This prevents these types of companies from coming into Minnesota, taking care of their project, waiting for the project to break down and making all of their money and moving it, you know, offshore, and then filing bankruptcy. So, you know, just a reminder here, too, that the global mining giant Rio Tinto Kennecott controls mineral leases and Talon Metals and has a bad track record of environmental destruction and human rights abuses throughout the world. On March 6th, Rio Tinto agreed to pay a $15 million settlement to a 7-year bribery scandal regarding an underdeveloped country for an iron ore deposit in Guinea, which is one of the most valuable in the world. And because of that company's history, Minnesota needs to be incredibly careful. These mining companies spend millions of dollars on lobbyists and marketing, and all in an effort to downplay the dangers of their project, especially to local communities. And here in Aiken County, Minnesota, that is more apparent than ever. So before any official permitting begins, make sure you head over to the Tamarack Water Alliance website at tamarackwateralliance.com, or excuse me, tamarackwateralliance.org. You can head over to Friends of the Boundary Waters Canoe Area at friendsofthebwca.org, and take care of your duty to make known to your representatives how you feel about Talon and nickel mining here in Minnesota. Another exciting thing that's local here to Minnesota. For those of you who do not yet know, there's very exciting. The project formerly known as the Lower Failing Creek Project is now Wakon Tipi Awayakampi. I think I said that right. They announced their name change yesterday. So take a minute and go head over to Wakon Tipi on Facebook and take a look at what changes are coming along with that announcement. Really excited about that. Maybe we can get somebody on to talk about it. They have done really great work in the St. Paul, Twin Cities area. And it's really important that we support when those organizations have those changes. Up in Canada, again, there is a case that was going on where parents were fighting with the province to have their son's Indigenous name on their birth certificate in British Columbia. And they finally took the fight to the British Supreme Court, the BC or British Columbia Supreme Court. And the Smith family, after 13 months of fighting, they have now received a birth certificate that represents the accurate spelling of their son's name. Crystal Smith and Raymond Shaw were challenging the British Columbia's Vital Statistics Agency to honor the traditional Kwakala characters for their baby son's name. And according to the Provincial Ministry of Health in Canada, going forward, the ability to claim names will be open to all Indigenous people on birth certificates, regardless of age. And they hope that it will become a wider movement of recognition. The British Columbia in Canada has the highest diversity of Indigenous languages in the country, with 34 languages and 90 dialects. And it was just absurd, according to these parents, that they weren't able to honor those characters on their child's birth certificate. So really excited that that barrier has been removed in Canada. So that is an exciting piece here for our relatives of the North. I'm not sure what the laws are here in the United States, but that might be something to look into. This has been Ogema Ganuakwe with news on Native Roots Radio. And back to you, Robert.
Hey, Pini Gigi Ogema with the news. Hey, up next, former state rep of North Dakota and our friend Ruth Buffalo. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Roll up your sleeves and enjoy some refreshments. On Friday, April 7th, the Indigenous Roots Cultural Center will offer free coffee and tea to anyone who gets a COVID vaccine between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. You'll also receive a $50 gift card. The event is open to the public, and while walk-ins are welcome, early registration is encouraged at interfaithaction.org. So protect yourself by getting vaccinated while enjoying some free coffee and tea. That's Friday, April 7th at the Indigenous Roots Cultural Center in St. Paul.
The Loons are marching in to a new season. Join us Saturday, April 15th at 7:30 p.m. as your Loons take on Orlando City SC. Get your tickets today at mnufc.com.
Hey, Ogema, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative...
risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I
can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at senditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, with Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, truth.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You're from Benghazi.
Oh, I forgot Benghazi. I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Overcast tonight with isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 47. Southeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs around 67. Overcast skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 28. Dry and much cooler Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our pal Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, sticking around at least for one segment, maybe more. We'll see what happens. We can maybe take some of your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Maggie, if no one has said it to you yet, let me be the first to say happy Alvin Bragg Day.
I really appreciate that, Dom. You know, I might have been a little bit ticked off for most of the day, but there was always that like 5 o'clock somewhere, you know, silver lining. And I had Alvin Bragg to thank for that. I just pulled up the image of Trump sitting at the defense counsel table. Boy, that's different, huh?
Yes, not projecting too much strength from the defense table, huh?
Have we seen the mugshot yet?
No, and what I heard today is that they were unlikely to take one, which is a fascinating decision, though I would imagine it was probably part of the negotiation. Now, of course, it's important, I think, to understand the function of mugshots. It's to literally identify the defendant. There's no chance on God's green earth here that Donald Trump would somehow be unidentifiable, except if the guy spent some time in prison, didn't have access to like the self tanner, the self pancake, or the orange hair dye. I mean, what would Donald Trump, if we can just engage in a thought experiment here for a minute, if you guys don't mind.
Okay.
Does DJT look like after even like 6 months in jail?
Do you remember the show? I think it was The Orange is the New Black. He would look like the character Red. Like right at the end when she wasn't doing so well. That would be 6 months.
That might even be disrespectful to her.
With like, right. Why are you so rude, Crudy?
Right. And like, here's the thing. You have to subtract the suit that's tailored to cover up, you know, the basketball belly that we know he's got. Right. Absent pancake, absent fanfare. I mean, what I think is really interesting is to see Donald Trump flanked by all those people, right? Like Donald Trump, one thing he's always been a genius at is curating a look, right? An image of him. Think in your mind, even as president, how many times you saw images of him standing alone, right? Like that is by far the predominant image, whether it's on some stupid rally stage, feeding a crowd some more like chum nonsense. It's not even linguistically English, right? Whatever it is, right? But you see these images of him alone. So it's not, and he's always standing, right? Very, and you know, he's never, I think there's like two photos of him that exist with glasses on and he needs glasses to read. You never see these things, right? So to see this image of Trump seated at a defendant's table, minus the orange jumpsuit, which really would have been cherry on my Alvin Bragg Sunday today, flanked by lawyers that now have to speak for him, and for him to walk past a phalanx of reporters and not say anything. These are very different images of the former president.
Yeah, but the former is giving a speech from Mar-a-Lago like an hour from now, Maggie Dunn. We might even have some coverage of that on civic media. Who can say? Who could say?
Oh, God, please don't put the clown on the air. You know, I would do that if I was in his shoes. Listen, I can't level criticism at politicians for being politicians, right? So
sure.
That, to me, unsurprising. What I want to see is, does he heed the court's warning? And remember, now we've got precedent here from his buddy, you know, Richard Nixon devotee extraordinaire, Roger Stone, right? So Stone was admonished multiple times by a court not to engage in certain behavior that had to deal with social media and statements he was making to the public, and he refused to do so, and consequences resulted. Donald Trump was in court today, was told point blank, do not engage in conduct and language that would incite people to violence. Let's see what happens this evening, because if I'm Alvin Bragg and his team of prosecutors, I am listening to that with bated breath, waiting for him to drop any language that calls people to rise up and fight, anything that even comes remotely close to that. I have the brief already drafted and the motion to go with it to put in front of the court to say he shouldn't be able to walk around, or he should be subject to a very significant gag order barring him from social media or giving these sorts of ridiculous chum for the uneducated, you know, low information voter masses at Mar-a-Lago. Now, of course, there's a political downside to that, which is now he's being even more persecuted. But it's not like anybody's going to really change their mind if he's subject to a gag order. I'd just like to see it go down. I mean, do you guys really think he's going to be able to prevent himself from going there? I mean, the guy can't read a freaking teleprompter to save his life.
I don't think so, Maggie Dawn. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he stands up and says, hell, we got to fight like hell. We're not going to have a country anymore, but be peaceful. You know, he'll do that kind of the thing, and all the lemmings are, oh, let's fight like hell, but he told us to be peaceful. Maggie, the specific charges, 34 counts of essentially what? Cooking the books, I guess?
Conspiracy. Tell the man.
The scheme. It's a scheme, Maggie Dawn. What was your thought when you saw the 34 counts?
Well, I wanted to know what they were immediately, right? And then I found out it was like literally every bookkeeping entry. And you have to, folks, you have to keep in mind that like the one payment was not the thing, right? It was not the check that was cut from Cohen to Stormy, right? It was the money that was paid to Cohen by Trump, and all of the misleading accounting entries that were made and the misleading campaign finance reports that were filed. Now, this is the thing I loved best about the information today, which was apparently $130,000 to Stormy turns into $420,000 to Cohen. I was like, you want to know how women aren't, you know, it's not a dollar for dollar. There's no pay equity. Nonsense. It's like a quarter to every buck made by Cohen, and he's not the one that had to sleep with Trump. How does that happen?
He's the pimp. Folks, we're listening to the Devil's Advocates Maggie radio show, the Devil's Advocates Maggie show. Maggie, stick around. Want to get to more of the Donald Trump indictment today. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789.
I mean, Madison is the home of Bratfest and the World Naked Bike Ride. It makes sense we'd call it home, too. Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Among the 34 felony counts filed against former President Trump is falsifying business records in the first degree. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says the charges are tied to hush money paid during the 2016 presidential campaign.
The defendant repeatedly made false statements on New York business records. He also caused others to make false statements.
Former President Trump pleading not guilty.
There was also a request for a trial date in 2024, sometime
in the perhaps some kind of 2024 trial date, of course, that would put everything right in the middle of the election. And former President Trump's attorneys, of course, want that pushed off.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Funeral services held for Mike Hill. He is the 61-year-old custodian killed in last week's Nashville private school shooting. Pentagon announcing another $2.6 billion in security aid for Ukraine. This is ABC News.
News in a Moment is brought to you by Janet Protasiewicz for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Vote for Janet today. Paid for by Janet for Justice.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports. We do a daily music break and a history lesson. We have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Brian, I didn't want to bug you.
Brian, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, an election Tuesday night, super duper extended coverage edition. We got the finest of guests. She is Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, our friend Maggie Dawn. Maggie, thanks for sticking around, especially on election night. We know you got good weather. We're looking at rain. Light drizzle, no storms, though. You can still vote. Get in line by 8, and they'll let you vote. But we've got, hopefully, record turnout here in the state of Wisconsin. I'm hoping we win the battle for the soul of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And perhaps as important or more important, depending on your point of view, the indictment and the arraignment of Donald Trump happened today. And it was 34 felonies. And Alvin Bragg came out very composed, did a press conference, Maggie Dawn. And I got to tell you, I was impressed by the guy, more so than I have been in the lead up to why he hasn't dropped indictments in what I perceive was a timely fashion. So he said effectively, we've got new witnesses. We've got new evidence. The case has evolved.
I've been doing this for 24 years, and we don't file charges till they're ready. And now this fruit has ripened. Maggie Dawn, I wish one of the more substantial charges would go first from history's perspective, be it Fulton County in Georgia, be it Jack Smith in the J6. But I got to tell you, the charges as they were leveled by this DA seemingly were a lot more important, had a lot more gravity than just simply the guy paid off a singular porn star. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think the way Alvin Bragg has handled when he finally was going to speak, right, that he did present a fairly impressive persona to the public. I think the facts laid out in the indictment paint a really compelling picture. You know, there's a couple of new facts, right, in that indictment that I think are really, really specific and new and very problematic for the president. And perhaps the one that I think is most revealing is that it's very clear that they have testimony and that the CEO of American Media Inc., a guy whose last name is Pecker, you all
David
can just
Pecker.
Infer what I might be thinking here. So it's very clear that Pecker is willing to testify against Donald Trump, and that he basically came clean and shared with the prosecutors that Donald Trump himself thanked Pecker for helping to get him elected president. And that's really key here, because all of the elevation of this for mere bookkeeping fraud, right, which is what we're talking about, it's a sort of fraud, which is a misdemeanor, to the felony counts, is because it benefited Donald Trump in his presidential campaign. That's what bumps all of this up to a felony. And the fact that you've got Pecker saying, oh yeah, Donald Trump understood that. He understood that about Stormy Daniels. He understood that about the doorman in Trump Tower. And he understood that about Miss McDougal as well. And all of those payments facilitated by Roger Cohen and or American Media Inc. were all in furtherance of trying to get Donald Trump elected president. And any conservative talking head that wants to contradict that has to remember that when these payoffs occurred, it was right after the extra tape had exploded, where you've got Donald Trump on tape admitting to committing sexual assault, right? Like, America was transfixed by that. I think many women were really appalled. And so the next shoe to drop in his campaign, which was really close to the election at this point, we're in, I believe this was around the second week of October in 2016. The second shoe that was going to drop was the Stormy Daniels, Miss McDougal, and the doorman that was going to corroborate what these women were saying. That might have been the difference. You throw in a little Russian collusion, a little bearing of the story, a few felonies committed that he continues to commit in the Oval Office, and wham, bam, you've got Donald Trump, President 45, right? So I think that Bragg's presentation of the facts, his appearance today, are the counterpoint to saying this is simply some trumped up, pardon the pun, political attack under the guise of a criminal prosecution. And I would be remiss if I didn't remind folks yet again, Michael Cohen spent time in prison. For all you regular people out there, imagine if you went to prison for something that your boss asked you to do, and then you watched your boss basically say, because I'm really important, I don't have to go to prison too. That isn't the way it works here. And if it does, we got to start rewriting the rules. This is the first step in holding Donald Trump accountable for things that politicians for decades have been held accountable for, right? You don't lie when it comes to your campaign finance stuff. And if you do, it opens up a Pandora's box of legal horribles. You can't pay off porn stars and lie about it. If you pay, and here's the interesting thing, guys, right? If he would have paid her off, and he just would have said it's completely legal to do this frequently done thing with tabloids, where they'll catch and kill the story on behalf of someone that they want to maintain a relationship with. The payoff for the story isn't illegal. If he would have just said after the election, hell yeah, I paid her off. I didn't want that to come out. Oops, sorry about the campaign finance paperwork error. Here you go. None of this would have happened. It's Donald Trump's own pathology that he can't admit anything that has led him to this doorstep of legal peril. If he just would have called it exactly what it was, because everybody knew it was true, it walked like a duck, it had web feet and feathers, and he couldn't just call it a duck.
You realize, Maggie Dawn, he's going to use the, but I'm afraid of my wife defense. But we went
It doesn't
through,
matter. Yeah.
Wait. Let me throw a little bit more out there. We went through the statement of facts from the district attorney, and it's interesting that he actually tried to stiff Stormy Daniels. And specifically, he told Michael Cohen, if you don't pay her until after the election, it won't matter. But she became insistent, probably through her counsel, to lawyer B, I believe, Michael Avenatti, probably became insistent. The guy had his own financial needs, right? Wanted to get paid, wanted his client to get paid. And so they forced Trump to pay, but it wasn't to hide it from Melania. It was to hide it from the voters. There goes your legal defense.
Oh, that is like the ripest fact in the bunch, right? Like, wait a minute. Do we believe that Donald Trump would try to stiff, again, you can infer whatever I may be talking about here. Do we believe Donald Trump would try to stiff the woman that slept with him when he's trying to pay her off for not telling her? Yeah, he absolutely would. He is that guy. The fact that he did it and it's corroborated by testimony, I don't know if it's more than Michael Cohen. Let's hope that there's some sort of something else besides just Michael Cohen, maybe like Alan Weisselberg, I don't know, saying that he suggested that they delay as long as possible because the only reason any of this mattered was because of the election. Because to Donald Trump, being accused of sleeping with a Playboy centerfold instead of his wife credits him as a person. That's what he talks to people like the Dippy Bush brother on Extra about. You just grab him by the blank, right? This is Donald Trump. He doesn't pay that woman off. He pays her to tell the National Enquirer to put it on the front page, right? That's who Donald Trump is. Let's not forget who we're talking about. So, yes, we all know he did it because of the election.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We all know that is Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, friend of ours. Maggie, Alvin Bragg, I think, going after, as you said, ripe. I mean, these are the no-brainer charges. As soon as we were talking about this years ago when it became evident, first thing I thought about was, how are they booking it? You know what I mean? That was literally,
yes,
like on the air. How are you booking it? Because I'm pretty sure they're not doing it right. And of course, they weren't. 34 falsifying business records in the first degree. But when Alvin Bragg gave his press conference today, he mentioned New York State election law. He mentioned federal election campaign limits. Well, those aren't things he's going after. What was your thought on his strategy here?
You mean in invoking both the state and federal laws that he broke in addition? One, I think Alvin Bragg's pointing out somewhat uncomfortably that there are other prosecutors who had a much more direct route to charging Trump. One can only speculate as to why, you know, the Federal Election Commission or the Federal Department of Justice, after Donald Trump was sworn in, seemed to be totally unconcerned with potentially investigating Donald Trump for crimes. And one can maybe ignore the fact that Donald Trump basically forced out the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, where many of these, I don't know, can I just say this? I don't know why we're all acting like this is some like unsolvable riddle, why he wasn't charged by the feds. Because Donald Trump put lackeys in charge of these folks, fired everybody who wasn't personally loyal and willing to put their hand on the Bible of Trump and say the great orange man is the God and savior, and this is whom I follow, no matter where that primrose path may lead me. That's why he wasn't charged federally. I think the state crime that is sort of also making the predicate for charging Trump with a felony is this really weirdly worded thing. I had to read it about six times before I understood exactly the thing that it was trying to make illegal. And basically, the New York law says you can't commit a crime to help or hinder someone from getting elected. That act in and of itself is a crime, a separate standalone crime. A little esoteric sounding. So I think the combination of the two reflects some of the storytelling reality that every prosecutor faces when they bring these sorts of charges that are admittedly bootstrapped. Again, you don't get to the felony charge without the, frankly, bookkeeping fraud being done to further effectively a cover-up or a different sort of crime. And indeed, we all understand that it was.
Well, with regards
and yet
to
again,
the,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Maggie, but you referenced the SDNY, former Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance making the rounds this weekend. And I don't know how this isn't even bigger news. I guess it's one of those things we always assumed. But he was told to stand down by the SDNY for like a year and a half. I mean, that's why. Because Trump and his lackeys, as you mentioned, were putting the pressure on. That's why this did not go forward earlier. Is there any comeuppance or consequence to those actions, Maggie, in your opinion?
Here's what I would like to say to, you know, state attorneys general, Mr. Call, and local frontline prosecutors is, I think the federal prosecutorial system, when you have a knowing bad actor like Trump, right? I think Joe Biden has gone to great pains to say basically nothing about all of this, right? Do you think Trump would be doing the same had Hillary Clinton been charged with something?
Right.
Right? Like, come on, let's... Anyways, I think because of the appointment system, when you look at U.S. attorneys, the U.S. attorneys for the various federal districts, this is subject to some fairly onerous political control if the commander-in-chief is willing to effectively flex that muscle. And there's no question that Donald Trump was. There's simply not a reasonable argument to the contrary to be had. The list of prosecutorial firings and pressure is exhaustive and in a public forum. And you need only look to Attorney General Barr's, frankly, complete and utter total whitewash of the Mueller report that came out before anybody could read the Mueller report to know that the Trump DOJ was a political DOJ. In other words, we're now hearing the gaslighting version of Republicans accusing Democrats of doing what they do out in the open in broad daylight every day. So I applaud Bragg for trying to make those underlying predicate crimes very plain today.
You know, we're soon going to turn to our civic media coverage, election night coverage, Wisconsin Supreme Court race, and a special race, 8th Senate District, great state of Wisconsin. You're going to want to stick around for that. And Maggie Dawn, you know, it wouldn't be a strong finish without you getting us to the finish line. Can you stick around for one more?
For you, Mike, anything.
Excellent. More Maggie Dawn, more Devil's Advocates. You on the phones, perhaps. 844-96-PARTY.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
I am not Alex Jones.
But you play him on the radio.
And we are back. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you don't call us right now in this last segment at 844-967-2789, you're a filthy communist and you are supporting the enemy.
That's a reasonable impersonation of Alex.
All right.
But, you know,
I got to work on it.
You lack the proper intensity. It's got to be more angry.
I need to be a little bit closer to a heart attack.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. A severe thunderstorm watch continues until 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 47. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, 67. Cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 28 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day with this extended super duper extra happy hour, 844-967-2789.
Civic Media election night coverage beginning very, very soon. Kristen Bry, Jane Matinier are going to get us launched. Todd Alba and Terry Bell are going to anchor all evening long, a cavalcade of stars all around the state. Please tune in. It will be award-winning, even if I have to do like Trump and make up an award. And we have award-winning, a real award, a
literally
WBA award-winning guest right here. She got the Crystal Trophy, and we got the second place plaque that year. Maggie Dawn, I'm barely better, though.
Yeah. I swear it's pretty much like a 50% hit ratio that you mention it when I come on to hang out with you guys.
It's a compliment, maybe.
I only think of it every other day now. It's
thanks,
like the
Mike.
Loss of my mom and that trophy. They alternated my conscience each day. Maggie Dawn, let's talk about the specter of political violence that the indictment and now the arraignment of Donald Trump, let's call him Defendant Trump. Well, he's been inciting, but nothing came to fruition. Where was the mob? The mob was effectively an anti-Trump mob. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who went out there today and started comparing her buddy Trump to Jesus Christ, and that's what I thought, Jesus Christ. But she got shouted down within moments. She barely got 30 seconds, and then she jumped in an SUV and got the hell out of there. This was not a Trump-supportive crowd in Manhattan. You know, this was not the violent masses. But do you think there is the specter of violence? You know, it doesn't have to be in New York.
It's a really interesting question, right? Because I do think the cultural fabric has changed from January 5th, right, 2021. Like, it's different now. And I think despite Trump's congressional apologists, including the Speaker of the House, and sort of this, they've forgotten most recent history, folks that are elected, including a few of the folks that exist in Wisconsin's delegation, I think there is a change amongst, again, that weird swing set of voters and your traditional conservative folks. And you put that together and it's not the same crowd he might have been speaking to then. And I mean that in its metaphoric and not literal sense. I think the only people who are stupid enough to stand in line for 4 hours to try to see the great orange man talk, you know, those folks haven't changed, and this isn't going to waver their viewpoint or their worldview. But I do think that some of the people that may have been more likely to believe that in sort of this conspiratorial sense of the world and Democrats' primacy in that there is a little bit more to reckon with now. And I think that there's just less stickiness for Donald Trump's, you know, I am Jesus and this is all a terrible political persecution of me. I just think there are fewer people willing to believe that. Now, as MTG will tell you every time any reporter asks her, her entire congressional district, like 100% of the human beings, not just voters there, all believe that Donald Trump is like the next, you know, the best thing next to sliced bread. She constantly invokes her particular constituency, which speaks to some of the problems that we're seeing in the House of Representatives, which of course is an outgrowth from the gerrymandering that we've seen, which brings us back to the Supreme Court race today and how important that is.
She is Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. Maggie, we're going to take some calls in just a moment. One headline, very intriguing. Our friends over at WisPolitics Scott McDonald, who is the clerk, the election. Dane County clerk. Says voter turnout in Dane County could hit 60% today. I think it'd be a party up in here if we get 60% turnout in my hometown in Madison. We'll be at the Pro to Say What's party later. 844-967-2789. Let's get to some fair listeners like Rico from Rock County. Rico, say hi to our friend Maggie Dawn.
Sup, Rico?
Hey, hi. All you guys. You got a great show going on tonight. Hey, I'm just sitting here listening. You guys got it muted on the old TV. But, I'm looking at Donnie, sitting behind the dependents desk, and I'm thinking, I think the most underlying thing here for old Donnie is that persistent boil on his ass named Melania right now. That guy ain't got any, and he certainly ain't getting any. You better retreat to that separate bedroom of his and think about that.
Yeah, I did not see. Thanks for the call, Rico. I did not see the spousal support for the former president, defendant Trump today, Maggie.
If I was being arraigned today, my wife wouldn't be in court with me either. I got to tell you.
I'm going to leave that one alone, but I do think that Dominic, it's a worthy of mention factoid from today, right? Like criminal defense 101, show the supportive spouse, the supportive kids, the supportive family, you humanize your defendant client. And certainly defendant Trump did not look human yet again today.
Well, the kids couldn't join him. They're afraid there's outstanding warrants
in New York.
Right? I'm sorry. We're running your fingerprints, sir. We need. This is not the warrants that are out for Eric or Don Jr., right? We're just talking about Don Sr. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. By the way, I just want everybody to capture that image in their head. So now, listen, I may have been fingerprinted once or twice. You cannot get the digital fingerprinting done when the person that's working in effectively the intake room, when you're booked or when you're arrested, if you try to sort of manhandle the fingerprint machine scanner thing, it doesn't work. Like you literally have to let the person do it for you. Can you imagine Mr. Little Hands getting how long that might have taken before he like totally just let this person do it? And please, if there is a God, please tell me that the person that took Donald Trump's fingerprints and had to like manhandle his little tiny hands was a woman, because that image is going to bring me home today for sure.
Better yet, a black woman.
Exactly.
967-2789, only because it would bother him the most. One last caller for the evening before special election night coverage. It's you, Joanne, from Madison. Say hi to Maggie Dawn.
Hey, Maggie. I got a quick question about George Soros. I was listening to the very end of Tucker Carlson's show, Don't Ask Me Why, and George Soros was mentioned in relation to our favorite candidate, Judge Janet. And I'm wondering, what's the connection here? And are we going to be hearing about George Soros for the next years in relation to Judge Janet from the right side of the dial? Thanks so much.
Joanne, George Soros gave money to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, which was presumably given to Judge Janet Protasiewicz for her efforts, her campaign. So the connection is really sort of third party, not quite as conspiratorial as when Trump does it. Maggie Dawn, any final thoughts?
Yeah, George Soros, Schmoros, the Elines do the same thing. So do the Koch brothers. I don't know what everybody's all got their undies in a twist about. Thanks, guys. Go, Janet.
Thanks, Maggie Dawn. Go, Janet.
George Soros, send the checks here. Make about the cash. Or the Devil's Advocates. We'll find a way to cash them. Stick around. Extended election night coverage begins with Kristen Bryan, Jane Mantneer, then Todd Allbutt, Terry Bell, and a cavalcade of stars all around the Civic Media Network.
At Chad's Design Build, we believe that people should be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
We believe that all humans have a right to privacy and a right to control their own bodies without government coercion. We believe that quality childcare, health care, and education should be publicly funded. Our society benefits the most when all people have the opportunity to thrive. At Chance Design Build, we are allied with organizations that promote these values. Building a better world, one remodeled home at a time. Learn more at ChanceDesignBuild.com.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
At Chance Design Build, we believe that people should be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. We believe that all humans have a right to privacy and a right to control their own bodies without government coercion. We believe that quality childcare, health care, and education should be publicly funded. Our society benefits the most when all people...
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media...
ABC News.